News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hear from you.
Now, after a bitterly cold evening across the country, a status yellow low temperature warning remains in effect until 11 a.m. this morning. We're joined by Rebecca Cantwell, forecaster with Met Air. And Rebecca, first of all, how is it looking across the country at the moment?
So across the country, it is fairly cold out there. Like last night, the temperatures got widely down to between -5 and 0 degrees. The lowest temperature of -5 degrees was recorded at our station in Athenry in Galway. And across the country now this morning, a lot of stations are still remaining below zero. So it's a cold, frosty morning out there.
Okay. And what is the forecast for the rest of the day? Are temperatures likely to lift as the morning goes on?
That's right. So they won't get too high. We're looking at about highs of 2 to 6 degrees only today. But so while it's cold, it's still going to be a fairly dry day. Just some showers in northern and western areas, some of those possibly wintry, but largely a dry and sunny day today.
And looking ahead over the weekend, is this cold snap likely to last into next week?
It is indeed. So as we move into the weekend, we're looking at more hazardous winter weather. So far, we have an advisory in place. It's due to the complexity involved in forecasting snow, but further detailed warnings are likely to be issued later today. So I'd urge people to keep an eye on the forecast and keep update with the warnings on Met.ie and the Met Aran app. But as we move through the weekend, rain is going to move in over the country through Saturday. And as that rain meets the colder air that's over Ireland, it's going to turn to snow in some areas. And there is potential for some significant accumulations of snow in places. But there's a lot of uncertainty as to where that rain to snow boundary will be positioned.
I was just going to ask you, and you've already kind of answered that it's very hard to say exactly where that will be. But in rough areas, are there particular parts of the country that are more likely to face these significant snowfalls?
So it looks like higher ground and really areas in the Midlands that are most at risk for seeing the heavy rainfall. But this is expected to be a multi-hazard event with disruption in all areas due to either those accumulations of snow or else where the snow doesn't fall, rain will fall. And of course, in these cold conditions, it's going to freeze and that's going to create some icy stretches and treacherous conditions.
Is there any sign of respite ahead?
So as we move through next week, then it's going to continue cold. It's going to turn very cold actually next week. But it will be drier again. So drier, just those wintry showers in the west and north. But frost, ice, fog, even freezing fog continuing for much of the week. And then currently conditions look set to turn milder by next weekend.
And I know it's hard to be precise at this point, but it would seem that further weather warnings are inevitable over the coming days.
Yes, exactly. Those will be issued. So as I say, keep up to date with the forecast and the warnings as they're issued, yes.
Okay, Rebecca Cantwell, forecaster with Met Air, and thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Do take it easy if you're out on the roads this morning. As you heard Rebecca say, temperature's incredibly low, so please go easy out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.